the turn from green to that harvest honey. Hold one up for the banker downtown. The guy.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you with us. We've been talking off and on this morning about that snow that is expected to make its way into our province. It's coming through Alberta. In fact, I just saw on TV momentarily here. I've got it on mute in the background on the news channel. Flights in Calgary have officially been suspended due to snow. So that snow that's going through Calgary, it's going to go through Medicine Hat, is going to sweep through the province, start in the southwest corner and make its way. It could be in some areas up to half a foot of snow. So it's substantial snowfall. It'll peter out as it moves east through the province, but nonetheless, expect some moisture out of the snow. So if you are going to be out and about traveling, maybe you're thinking about coming to the city of Regina for Agribition, keep an eye on that highway hotline. For the most part today, it looks like it's going to be okay. It's maybe closer to evening and overnight tonight could complicate things. So if it's tomorrow that you're headed down to Regina or up to Regina, depending on where you are, keep an eye on that highway hotline. Speaking of Agribition and agriculture, I'm looking forward to this next topic. Earlier this year, Saskatchewan recognized two leaders in agriculture through its Outstanding Young Farmers Program. It recognizes excellence, innovation, community involvement in farming. And for any of us that have ties to rural Saskatchewan and farming, we know the importance of all of those things. This year's regional winners, Lindsay and Brady Funk, are from Weimark, Saskatchewan, representing the province and will be competing at the 44th National Outstanding Young Farmer event that's happening later this week in Toronto. And I'm happy to have caught up with both Brady and Lindsay Funk by phone this morning. Thanks so much for joining me today, fellas, or lady and gentlemen, I should say. Great to have you both here.
Likewise, Evan. Really appreciate the opportunity.
So this is a pretty cool award. Tell me how you become the Saskatchewan Outstanding Young Farmers. Exciting recognition.
Yeah. So bringing us back roughly a year ago, we were nominated for the Saskatchewan Outstanding Young Farmer Award. And that process roughly spanned until March, mid-March, I think, is when the award in Regina was happening. And we were able to, have the opportunity to compete on the provincial level against some amazing other farms and amazing people, and really built some cool friendships with them. And we were successful in winning the Saskatchewan Outstanding Young Farmer Award. And so to have the opportunity to represent not only Saskatchewan, but Canada on the national level, it's We're genuinely honored mm-hmm. for the opportunity, and we're super grateful.
Lindsay, were you both, you and Brady, both born and raised on a farm?
Yes, both of us were raised on the farm.
So tell me the type of things that they consider, Lindsay, when they're looking at this recognition as Outstanding Young Farmer. Let's talk about the regional Saskatchewan recognition. What are the things that they take into consideration?
Yeah, so the other two farmers that were in the competition with us, one couple were chicken farmers and the other couple raised bison. And so basically it's people under 40 that are doing amazing things for agriculture, whether it's trialing out new ways of doing ag or whether they're just doing their operation with excellence. They just look for people who are doing anything in farming to the best of their abilities. Also, the community aspect that you had mentioned before, people, mm-hmm. they look for people who are giving back to their community, who are involved with kids or involved with schools, that sort of thing. That's also a big part of it. Charity involvement, that sort of thing. So it kind of paints a picture of well-rounded people who are involved not only in agriculture, but benefit their community as well.
Yeah, I always say this, but I feel like that's the ag, that's rural Saskatchewan in a nutshell. The heartbeat of rural absolutely. Saskatchewan is families that not only work hard, but they dedicate so much of their time to communities. So I'm proud when I hear about some of this recognition like this. Maybe let's talk for a second about what type of farming you do. I want to get to your irrigation work in just a second, because that's part of what makes you the outstanding couple that you are. But are you grain farm, Brady?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I actually grew up on a mixed grain and cattle operation south of the Cypress Hills in Consul, Saskatchewan. That's where I grew up and cut my teeth in the ag industry. And then in 2009, I moved to Swift Current and, you know, started to hang around Lindsay a little bit. And then one thing led to the other and was able to join their operation shortly thereafter. Lindsay and I are partners in her parents' family farm. Mm-hmm. And so we grow everything from oil seeds to pulses to different grain varieties. So heavy on the durum, chickpeas, lentils, canola, mustard, barley, that type of thing. So we no longer have any cattle, which is, I don't mind that actually.
I was going to say, you probably don't have time. Lindsay, you have three kids, correct?
Yes, we have three kids, ages 9, 7, and 5.
Oh, well, I can appreciate you. You got your hands full there, let alone everything that comes with the farming operation. Brady, the elements of challenge that we see for agriculture today, and I think about, number one, the location where you are, moisture has been a problem, something that I know the southwest part of our province has had some ups and downs with. And then when we talk about, you mentioned peas, some of the commodities that have been dealing with tariffs, how have you found farming in the last few years?
I mean, there's always a curveball that is thrown in everyone's direction. And so, I mean, we can crop plan and we can strategize and forecast financial projections and all those sorts of things, but there's always variables that are unforeseen in the agriculture industry. And so, you know, currently, like you said, Evan, the entire southwest part of Saskatchewan has experienced to a degree or some have more or less, but since really 2017, we have not had consistent annual rainfall. Mm-hmm. It's been very sporadic. And so those challenges mixed with today's current commodity prices have kind of honestly left a lot of producers in this situation where there's not a lot of hope right now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, land prices continue to go up and equipment continues to go up. And so all the non-controllables are always rising. And right now, we're experiencing another year of isolated drought in southwest Saskatchewan with declining crop prices. So the aspect of, like, I think it's just really important to have the opportunity to put your hope and trust in something else than farming.
Well, I want to get into your irrigation project. We're chatting with Brady and Lindsay Funk, a husband and wife team that farm in the southwest part of our province. They're also the regional Saskatchewan winners of the Outstanding Young Farmer Award and will be competing at the national competition this week. Let's talk a little bit about your subsurface drip irrigation project. It's my understanding one of the largest in Canada, am I right?
Yeah, that's right, Evan. So currently, our project is Canada's largest subsurface drip irrigation project to date. It comes with its own challenges, just like everything else. But ultimately, the inspiration behind the project, when looking at different aspects and different ways on how we can irrigate this property that we purchased in 2021, because we were kind of given a blank canvas on how we can deliver the water to the fields. And so I actually came across this Bible verse in Genesis 2, verse 6, and it says, "In the beginning, there were streams that came up from beneath to water the surface of the earth." And I was able to just, like, really step back and analyze that Bible passage and think, like, man, if this is the way that God created the land and the water to be delivered to the foliage and to the plants and everything else growing around it, then why can we not try and emulate this? And so I actually discovered this subsurface drip irrigation through a company called Netafim, and one thing led to the other. And so we attempted to develop this on a large scale, and we just completed it roughly last year.
Wow. What does that mean, not only for you, but for maybe agriculture and the future of agriculture for lots others in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, to be, first of all, to be recognized at a provincial level for the accomplishments that we have done so far. I mean, we humble ourselves because there are so many incredible producers in the province that could be standing where we are today. Right. And so we're just super grateful for that opportunity. To go to Toronto and represent the province, I mean, we're going to do Canada proud and represent Saskatchewan with excellence.
I love it. I love it. Brady and Lindsay Funk are my guests. They're a husband and wife farming team. They not only farm, but they're part of this subsurface drip irrigation project, which is part of why they were recognized as Saskatchewan's winners of the Outstanding Young Farmer Award. I want to end with this. I've got both of you here as partners, not only in the ag business that your family runs, but partners in life as well. This is a tough time in farming. We talk about all of the uncontrollable things in agriculture. You mentioned land prices. We talk about weather. We talk about equipment. We talk about all of the input costs that are often not controllable. And then, of course, you don't get to set your price. You take whatever price is set for you. What advice, and maybe I'll start, Lindsay, with you. What advice do you have to other young families who dream of a future in agriculture but worry about the challenges and what that is going to mean for them?
Well, Brady and I were both, raised on a farm, as I mentioned before. And so we loved the farm life growing up, and that's the kind of life that we wanted to our kids to grow up with. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, whether you're farming or doing anything else in a marriage, you have to be aligned. You have to have the same vision and the same values and the same goals. And so I think for Brady and I, everything we do is filtered through what is best for our family and what is going to benefit not just us, but future generations, our kids and so on. And so it's a lot of give and take. And ultimately, I trust Brady. I trust him, and I know that he thinks of us before everything else. So it's like in anything in life, there has to be that alignment between both the husband and wife, or it's going to be a hard road.
Mm-hmm. Brady, what do you see as the future of your farm, of your family, regardless of the outcome at the national competition this week?
Yeah, first of all, I did not pay Lindsay to say that.
Well, you're sitting right beside her, but
Evan, I appreciate the question. I mean, there's always ebbs and flows within agriculture. There's always going to be highs and lows. And, currently from a monetary perspective, it doesn't look great. Like I said, we can circle back to the things that we talked about the increasing prices on everything and the declining prices of commodities. And like you said, we just haul it to the elevator and it is what it is. Right. And so that's where truly like Lindsay and I's faith really comes into play, in regards to this question, Evan, and, just really putting God first in our lives and having a relationship with Jesus is the only thing in life that we have found to bring true lasting joy, meaning, and happiness. And so, we talk about like the uncertainty in agriculture and it looks bleak and there are not a lot of bright spots right now. And so, having your identity wrapped up in that one thing, is potentially something that, can be not provide a lot of meaning. Mm-hmm. and can be depressing in a sense. And so, and that's where Lindsay and I have landed is just really focusing on our faith and trusting God with everything that he has entrusted us with.
Well, I appreciate having both of you on the show. This has been a great chat. Brady, Lindsay, good luck in Toronto. I think you fly out tomorrow. The event is Wednesday through Friday for Outstanding Young Farmer. It's the national recognition, 44th actually, annual event, and you're going as Saskatchewan's rep. So we wish you the best of luck, and we'll have to check in with you early next week and see how things worked out.
Amazing, Evan. Really appreciate the chat.
Thank you, Evan.
Good stuff. Brady and Lindsay Funk, Saskatchewan winners of the Outstanding Young Farmer Award. And as I just mentioned, heading to Toronto for the Nationals this week. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.